Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Today with his huge drives.
You know, here's a guy.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up.
You heard the laughter of Chris Mascaro. So why do you love Liv so much?
I reach across and slap him.
We fired J.R. Ross. This court case doesn't matter.
I didn't feel the need to acknowledge it.
This guy can roll his rock.
Big match coming up. I'm going to be Nina Caddy.
What am I going to do?
Why don't you try him a little left? And why don't you try backing up, give me just a little room?
Help me keep my head down.
You have circled an area of interest.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass.
I'd be expecting a lawsuit.
You know, you don't deserve any credit hitting the ball with that swing of yours. Try to hit one with my swing.
I'm catching on the ball, right?
Yeah.
Moving my head. Yeah. I'm laying it off.
Well, that too.
I'm pronating.
When you're not supinating.
I'm clearing too early.
My God, my swing felt like an unfolded lawn chair.
Set right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball.
Keep my head down.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Save me.
This is a waste of everybody's time.
Gunga Galunga.
And we're so glad to have you with us. Happy Sunday morning. It's the Golf Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We're still checking sources. No. So glad to have you with us. J.R. Ross, Chris Mascaro, I'm Brian Katrick, Adam Crooks over in the other room. The world of golf is churning that quickly that, yes, at 8:59 and a half on a Sunday morning, things are brewing. There are text messages coming in. What are we doing? We used to have to scrap for things and scrape for things. They're like, hey, you want to do an hour? How about we do 36 minutes?
Usually the show's 46 minutes.
Thank you for that.
Is that what it is?
Thank you for that, Adam.
That's real time.
When you get done with the commercials and stuff like that, you understand. Yeah, it's just content, you know, stuff like that. I know that we've taped some shows in the past that were they just said 45.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I have to add in commercials midway through.
Yeah.
So when you're adding content at the end?
When you factor in our pay per minute.
What does that come out to? Have you done the math?
It still comes into zero.
We're doing pretty good. Well, you're getting zero.
Yeah, well, of course.
All right, so we got stuff to do. We're going to talk about the Players' Championship. It is officially Masters season. JR is fully mastered out.
No green last week on St. Patrick's Day.
What was that all about?
I forgot.
But he's greened out today.
He forgot.
I don't understand.
Chris Mascaro, we'll call that sort of neon green, yellow.
Something.
That's definitely yellow.
Yeah.
Don't help him.
My wife referred to Masters season many years ago, and I didn't really quite get it, but I've adopted it now because...
Yeah, when does it start?
To me, such a good question. It starts after the Players' Championship because the West Coast swing is its own thing. There's a lot of great stuff out there. Florida swing also has a lot of pop, and the Players' Championship is a great way to end that, even though there's one more after that.
There's still there.
Still. But so I'm going to, you know, I love Tampa, but I've got so much stuff to wear that, you know, once you get through the Masters, you don't always wear the stuff that you just got. I mean, sometimes you try to play it cool, and I'll wait till next year, and then you realize I never wore it. From the Players' Championship until the Masters, all the way through the week, it's nothing but Masters stuff.
Do you have a tree or anything you decorate that goes in the house?
Not a tree.
Should have a tree.
They have ornaments, right?
Red
they sell
bud
ornaments.
Tree. A flowering crabapple.
Yeah, exactly. Dogwood, something.
Yes, pink dogwood.
Right.
If you ask my wife, it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year at my house.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Court. I don't mind that. Yeah. So it's officially Masters season.
Had I known, I would have worn it.
Never not.
We didn't tell you.
Yeah.
You had now it on last not. Week, so
well,
did
I had
Adam.
The green. I had
so you just wore green. You didn't.
I was just,
it could have been any Saint green.
Patrick. Exactly.
It just happened to be the Masters logo.
Yeah, some housekeeping. We have Easter is next Sunday. So yeah, between St. Right. Patrick's Day, which is a good time to bring out the green, mm-hmm. and then just keep it out for the Masters, we're going to have Easter next Sunday. Very early Easter.
Yes.
Very odd.
Yeah, I don't know who's
feels weird.
I don't know who's in charge of that, but I'm fine with it. Just
are
early,
you?
Yeah. I mean, so you know,
we don't have to have a meeting on that. Get somebody. Can we get someone on the phone? We'll help.
Not against it, but I, you know, it is what it is. But that may be a Sunday. I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna have any Masters gear for that. I'll have to see what flowery, Eastery Masters gear.
A little azalea, something.
It's got to be something,
right?
Yeah. But you're not going to be here next week.
No.
So we won't get to see that.
No.
The week after that, we'll see your master stuff.
For sure.
All right. Yeah, JR, we'll see your master stuff.
Yeah, so you're not here next Sunday either.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We'll figure out how to handle it.
It'll work.
I don't know how.
It'll
Brian
work.
Brian will do it. It'll
work.
We'll make it.
It'll be me up. And you, just like the old days.
The old days.
Wow.
Thank you, Adam.
I didn't think, as young as you are, I didn't think you had any old days, Adam.
26 years ago when we started this, you weren't born yet.
Yeah. You don't have old days.
And it was a one-man show. But, all right, so we're very busy. We've got to go back 6 days ago. The last week of the Players' Championship, which we're going to talk about, I started hearing rumors. And I get rumors annoy me. And this is one, by the time we had a Friday night team dinner, the big rumor sweeping TPC Sawgrass last week was about this meeting in the Bahamas. This players, Yasser Al-Ramayan is waiting, and here we go, it's a meeting. And it just, you know, even though that's good news to any golf fans.
Yes.
It was annoying because it just might not have been true, and everybody's pretending they knew something they didn't know. I'm very encouraged here, Chris, by a couple things. First of all, the meeting happened.
Yes.
By all accounts, the meeting happened. They were able to keep most of the details going into it a secret, and they've been able to keep most of the details coming out of it a secret.
Indeed.
I find that very encouraging.
You do. You like the secrecy.
Well, I mean, it's none of our business.
No, well, I mean, yeah, yes and no, right? I mean, look, to your point, I am happy that it took place. Let's get the sides together. Let's start talking. Let's figure this thing out, because it's just one of those things that is looming over the game that is just sort of taking a little bit away from our sport right now. So let's get it done. Okay, great. It got done. I think we all want to know, how did it go? I mean, it was great to know that Tiger stuck around to play a round of golf with Yasser Al-Ramayan. No better way to get to know somebody than out on the golf course. So that's encouraging as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he stuck around. I think that may have happened ahead of time.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't have?
Before the meeting?
I thought it was after. I thought that's what I read, that it was all after the meeting. It doesn't matter, before or after. At least it took place.
So they're tracking some of these reports, because none of us were there, and I've been there. This is Albany, down there in the Bahamas. This is where they play the Hero World Challenge. It's a gated community that you can't get in. It's right next to a naval base, by the way, just in case you needed any extra security. It's not our Navy. It's the Bahamian Navy.
Bahamian.
I see a little silhouette of a boat.
Bahamian.
Wow. Good for you. Credit for that.
Thank you. So I went past the golf course one day. I just went, what happens if I go down here? Naval base. You better turn around. That's what happens if you go down here. So very private, very easy to keep it private. The original reports we heard was this was going to happen at somebody's house in Ponte Vedra Beach. That's fine. I didn't see why it couldn't have happened at somebody's house in Ponte Vedra Beach. Peter Malnati comes off the golf course on Saturday at the Players Championship, does an interview where he kind of gives this away. He's like, I don't know. It was the worst denial of all, because it ended in a confirmation. So I don't, you know, what about this meeting? Because Peter Malnati is on the Players Advisory Council or on the policy board, whatever. He's going to go.
Yep.
So they're like, hey, what about this meeting that we're hearing about? He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to confirm a meeting. I don't know where we're going. I don't know how I'm going to get there. And I'm not comfortable talking about it until I talk to the membership first. Well, that was great.
Did I just say something I shouldn't have said? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I take that back.
Probably everything. So they go have a meeting. They're tracking planes. And this is where a lot of the details are coming together, is people are tracking planes. The tour's plane arrived at this point.
When did that become a thing?
I don't like it. I don't know. Two years ago?
What, tracking planes?
Tracking you know, people's private planes. How did that get out, and where did that come from?
They've been doing it forever, but it's now we just know about it.
It's become a thing now in golf. Yes. Remember, they tracked Tiger's boat one time during one of his comebacks here recently because it left West Palm, and it went up to Sea Island, and it was traveling up the East Coast, and they were tracking his boat. And they're like, Tiger's going to go play in Sea Island. And turns out the place that they clean these boats is at Sea Island. Nobody knew this. But they're tracking his boat. So they're tracking all the planes, and come to find out, hey, Tiger's plane had been there. And then 30 minutes after a PIF plane lands, and by the way, the airport is right there. There's just the one airport. They don't have their own little ritzy airport. But it's right there, and then you go out the back entrance, and you're in Albany. So the rest of us go the other way past the Chevron gas station that has the Subway in it. And I eat there twice a day because they serve breakfast all the time. Nonetheless, they're tracking Yasser Al-Ramayan's plane lands, and 30 minutes later, they're tracking Tiger's diving boat. So, you know, Tiger's got a boat named Privacy, the yacht.
The yacht, yes.
And then he has a diving boat, and it has a name, and they know the name of that, and they're tracking that. Of course, I read the story wrong. They're tracking Tiger's diving boat. He has a submarine? That's what I'm thinking. It's a boat that dives. Now, all of a sudden, he's a James Bond villain. This is fantastic. So for the first time, I actually wanted the details of this to come public. I'm like, that's got a dadgum James Bond movie going on down here. And I know there's a naval base right there. If there weren't guys in red jumpsuits, I don't know what we're doing. So they're tracking Tiger's diving boat, and the immediate story is that, though he must have given Yasser a ride, they must have gone out fishing. I don't know how you connect those dots.
But there are dots out there to be connected?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So no details out there, including some of the discussions from some of the players. They're like, I'm going to wait for it to come out. The commissioner put out a memo afterwards. Where is there? It's right here. I'm going to get the timestamp on this memo because it took like 20 minutes. This is 10:35 p.m. It was more than 20 minutes. I think he sent the memo out at 8 p.m. And by 10:35, it's on the internet. Memo to the players. This is a problem. This is why this is taking so long.
Because people are leaking things?
Yeah. And I look, the PGA Tour has all kinds of organizational issues at the top, and it's because the players think they run it. I don't need the players in any of these meetings.
No?
No, none.
Isn't that where the problem started? There were no players in the meeting?
Well, that's what they'll tell you.
According to them.
That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And I get it their tour?
Well, they think it is.
Isn't it?
Well, right now. But it won't be, because they just made this new thing, the new PGA Tour Enterprises, and they ain't going to have nothing to do with that.
aren't the majority of the people on that board players?
No, not the PGA Tour Enterprises.
No?
No, they got the investors on there. They got Jay Monahan, who's, of course, going to run it. They put a couple of them on there, but there's a this is not – they said, yo, you guys can run your tour, and we're going to run the company that runs the tour. Which is good, because I don't need Jordan Spieth in that meeting. What is Jordan Spieth going to do in that meeting? Yasser's not looking about how you open up the 60-degree wedge and you flip it over the bunker. If that's what's being talked about, then I need Jordan Spieth in that meeting. But if we're talking about investment levels and everything else we're talking about business-wise, I don't need him in that meeting. I need Tiger there, because Yasser Al-Ramayan came all this way because he wanted to play with Tiger. Well, I need you there, then. It's very possible that that's why Tiger skipped the Players' Championship. Because Yasser wanted to play golf with him. And if I'm Jay Monahan, I'm like, hey, Tiger, we need you in the Bahamas. Sorry, man. You got to be there. I don't know how Tiger says yes to that.
Yeah.
But if I'm in charge, that's the decision I'm making. I don't know how you get him to say it, to agree to it.
I was going to say, what's that conversation like? Tiger, really need you.
I'll give you a submarine. I don't know. So and this is why they can't have the players involved because he sends the meeting out at 8 p.m. The players only memo out at 8 p.m. and it's on the internet by 10:35. 2.5 hours later, we're all reading it, which means he has to write it knowing that we're all going to read it, and which means there's nothing in there. Which means now, if you're a player that thinks it's your tour, you could accuse the commissioner of not sharing anything with you. Well, here's the reason why he couldn't share anything with you, because if he shares it with you, then the next guy is going to send it to this clown. It's going to be on Twitter in 2.5 hours. And that's a problem. So, and look, we don't need you in the meeting anyway, so let's just stop. Let's stop pretending. JR, what did you think about this meeting and what you know about it?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's very, very, very vanilla. I mean, again, if they meet, we don't know. We know nothing more. But that's the way, again, I agree. It's the way it should be. What if there's nothing to report, then that should mean what?
If you think that at some point they're going to say, we're going to settle playoffs with a pickleball tournament, yeah, then maybe we need a player in the meeting. But
right,
they're not going to do that.
No. Yeah, I agree.
coming up.
What's the point? Yeah, what is the point of them being there? And especially when they're not announced. I mean, okay, let me ask this question. When they went into this meeting, do you think they all sides probably agreed, you know what, when we come out of this, we're not announcing anything anyway? I would think, wouldn't you?
I was more optimistic than that, but obviously.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, I mean, I would think they went in and said, look, this is not going to be that meeting where we break and say, you know, you got the breaking news on the golf channel and everything else, and Twitter's lit up. So I think they knew that going in. But if that's the case, that either furthers your point. Why did those select tour players, why did they even need to be there?
Well, but let's take a step back.
Okay.
Look, we got here because players were not involved in decision-making, didn't know what was
sure,
going on.
Sure, sure.
Right? So now, look, they could have all gone to Tiger and said, look, our faith is in you because we know you'll come back and tell us what's going on, and you can give us a summary of the events.
True.
Which is fine.
Sure.
Right? So if that's the reason why Tiger was there and not just simply to play golf with Yasser Al-Ramayan, and then Tiger was going to meet with everybody and it was all going to be on the down low and all that sort of stuff, all for it. Understand it completely. If none of the players are there, look, they already have trust issues with the board. If you're telling me that none of the players are involved because you don't need to be involved and you don't know, that's how we got here. To me, that's a huge problem.
But don't you think maybe, just maybe, they gave these players this title of having this input just to make them feel
no.
a little lip service?
No. Because if that's the case, we got a huge rift coming in our game.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I do know you want the players to be there because you want their input, but I don't need you to talk about business things.
Right.
And so
They could be there to listen and, hey, let's hold our questions till the end.
I think we were right up on what was interesting to me, which was how close to a solution are we here? I mean, I don't think you need everybody present. The whole thought was that Yasser Al-Ramayan wants to talk directly to the PGA Tour players, something that has not happened.
Certainly.
It's believed he's had some private meetings with Rory. Mm-hmm. He's clearly met the guys that went over to the LIV Tour, but he's not spoken publicly on the record to any PGA Tour players.
Right.
And in this case, let's just talk Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit him in a room with Tiger. I don't think he's talked to Tiger personally. And then if we're going to have him talk to Tiger, who's then going to sign off on it, and Tiger signs off on it, then 200 PGA Tour players are going to say, I'm good with that.
Correct.
Yes.
And there's going to be 30 or 40 of them that are going to say, I'm not. And that's fine. But 200 of them are going to say yes. And then let's put some other people in the room here. Let's bring Patrick Cantlay and anybody else that's supposed to be there. Peter Malnati, obviously. And hopefully Patrick Cantlay is speaking to those 40 that weren't going to side with Tiger. And hopefully everybody comes out and says, yeah, I heard him. This is what I'm thinking. I like it. Mm-hmm. And that's what Rory had to say. Rory had some very interesting comments about how Yasser had been steered wrong by some of his internal advisors. Interestingly enough, Rory wasn't at that meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, JR, I got to send you on an errand.
Okay.
Go to that door. Just go to our front door, and there's people. There's a surprise waiting for you at our front door. Chris and I are going to continue to talk about this for a second. I'll tell you what have you. I need you to go to that front door. It seems like it's a prank on JR, but it really isn't. Just go to the front door. Yes, right where the lights. Go to Snoop. Yes, go to Snoop. Please. Please. All right. So there's something I didn't think of. All right. Now that he's gone. No. All right. So fascinated by this meeting, fascinated by Rory's comments, because
yes,
I told you this 2 years ago, that Greg Norman went to Yasser Al-Ramayn, found a rich uncle, and said, let's go to war with these people. Yasser Al-Ramayn didn't have to go to war with these people to get what he wanted. We're still not completely clear on what he wanted, but we did have some things come out in the legal findings. He wanted to be a member at Augusta National. He wanted to be an RNA member. Does he need a tournament in Saudi Arabia? Is that one of the things he wants? I don't know. Does he even want a tour? I don't know. Does he want to be in the Seminole member guest? Or pro member? I don't know. Maybe he wants to play at Pebble Beach. We don't know. Go ask him. But Greg Norman didn't ask him. Greg Norman said, we can get whatever you want. We can take over all of golf. Well, what he's found out is he can't take over golf. You're never going to get it all. And how long have I been telling you that? What Yasser Al-Ramayn has learned definitively is that you're not going to get everybody. Now, you go to this room in the Bahamas, there's the rest of everybody. There's everybody you didn't have. So can we play with these people? Can we play nice with these people and play nice with those people all at the same time? The answer is yes. I wish we could have just gotten that. I wish they could have signed off on it. So what do we think the next step is? Let's be optimistic. Let's pretend they came up with the agreement. They got it all failed. I'll tell you what it is, but they came up with it. When are they going to tell us? Masters week, would have thought it would have been a great week, but it's not really a great week because we're doing the Masters.
Right.
That's a week when the world is together. Remember, that's Keith Pelley's last week. All the muckety-mucks are going to be together having dinners. I've been at some of those dinners, and they're just as stuffy as you think they are. Meeting under the tree, which is a great spot. There's a lot of muckety-mucking going on that week. But there's also the Masters. That's not the week you're going to – that's the week you go tell, hey, here's what we're going to do. But we're going to do it blank. When? When do we do this?
I don't know, but I agree with you. We're not taking the shine off the Masters. No one's taking the spotlight away from that group and that event and
no.
The winner and all of that sort of stuff and the pomp and circumstance. It's certainly not happening that week. To me, that is something you might do the following week because not a lot of people play the following week.
Yeah.
Sort of a, you know, we're coming down off of the Masters high.
Yeah, got a month till the PGA Championship.
Exactly. You fit it in there somewhere.
Yeah. Sorry, JR. You were the best man for the gig. You understand now?
No, I understand. You know what I thought?
When I forgot. I
thought somebody might have found my phone and they were standing.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
JR just got served a summons.
Yeah.
No. All right, we'll take a break. There's lots of golf news. I found 9 stories that are way happier than this one. I think this is a happy one because I think we're at the end. I think Rory's right.
You think we're at the end?
I think we're at the end. Here's what we are going to have some teams. You're going to take your simulator team and we're going to put that together with your live team. And there's going to be 10 guys on a team. I only need 4 of you at a time. Rory may play once in his life for the Yard Goats or Range Goats. But you can now sell the Range Goats hat because Rory's going to be on that team. He's not going to be on any other team. And then that's your simulator team, too. Remember, the simulator league taking a year off provides much-needed wiggle room for this.
Is that right? You think that all goes together now?
Much-needed wiggle room. Yes, why wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's just time.
It's just time.
Yep.
But it's put 10 guys on it. Atlanta has a team.
Right.
Why can't that also be a live team?
Could be.
And we'll put 10 guys on it. But we only need 4 of you to go to Singapore. And by the way, we know which 4 we're going to send. It ain't going to be anybody that they want in Singapore, but it doesn't matter. Hey, if Xander, who's on our team, wants to go to Singapore, go to Singapore. Here's your envelope full of money for going to Singapore. You don't want to go? Well, we'll send one of the other guys. We got 10 of you. We only need 4. So they can sort all that out. That's what I think we're going to hear. And I think we're going to hear it sooner rather than later.
Interesting.
But I think we're going to hear it after the Masters.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break because I got to go hug JR. It's the Golf Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. All that. Players Championship was last week. And it was a whale of a show. JR, I know you were watching it.
Great. Great finish. I mean, high drama from, you know, great leaderboard.
Yeah.
I mean, set up, everything was good. The weather was great for a change. as you know. yeah, couldn't have been a better finish.
Weather was great. Xander in the mix. Scotty goes back-to-back, comes out of nowhere, by the way. He was fourth to last group. He just started on, like, the sixth hole if this was a live event. Would have been awesome.
Maybe 16.
Gotten the finish on five.
Maybe 16, because they don't start the leaders on the front nine.
They start two groups off of number one.
Yeah, but the fourth could have been on the back nine.
It could have been anywhere.
The second group on the back nine.
The best way to hold a golf tournament.
Yeah, no question. He bought mulligans.
Yeah.
It would have been really nice. They have a drink cart.
Had a hot dog cart.
A lot of good stuff.
Exactly.
But it was a hell of a show. Wyndham Clark.
Oh.
God knows. How painful was that?
Yeah.
That was.
I felt so bad.
I still don't know. I've watched it about 10 times. I still don't know how it happened.
I don't know how it didn't go in the hole either. It had so much of the hole. How does that thing not find the bottom of the cup?
Yeah. It was strange drama. We were watching. My hole was 17 as we got to the afternoon. So we watched a group in the morning. Then I'm sitting on 17. And 17 with its traditional back right hole location. What we had was, we don't usually have this, we had a wind going from right to left. So the wind blowing to the left. If you wanted to get it close, you had to start it over the water. Right. Or you had to hit something that was held into a wind, held up against that right edge, and there's no edge. You don't want that. Right. So what happened was, there were three birdies on 18 or on 17 all day.
How did Xander
miss
that? There
were 13 on 18. So you've got this strange scenario on Sunday where the 18th hole at Sawgrass, which is traditionally the hardest hole on the golf course, was a better birdie opportunity than 17. And because Scotty comes through first, he puts up a number. Now you're looking, okay, can these guys get to that number? All day, we're watching, and everybody's bailing out left at 17. They're putting it up there on the back shelf. Nobody can hit it over there Sunday to the Sunday hole location.
But Xander, what was Xander, 6-7 feet?
Two groups. With two groups to go, somebody turned the wind off.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, right when the pursuers needed it most, I know they got control of everything down there, but I don't know how they did this. Right when you needed a good show, because if that wind kept blowing, they were going to hit it 30 feet left, and that was going to be that. Scotty was going to win by one or two shots. They turned the wind off. Those guys are able to hit it down onto that shelf. If you just watched that, you think that's what was going on all day.
No.
We had three birdies on the 17th hole. I mean, a birdie was almost a skin.
Yeah.
That's 135 yards.
That is hard to believe.
So they turn the wind off somehow. Those guys stuff it. And then, yeah, Xander, I mean, that putt.
That looked like it was straight in, wasn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it looked straight in to me.
Yeah. It looks, that's got to hurt. It's going to hurt for a while.
That's the part, I mean, and I love Xander Schauffele. And it just seemed like he's the guy that always gets close. But at the end,
he can't cross the finish line.
Yeah, he can't close it out. And,
yeah.
You know, we've seen it at Augusta. Now we see it here. Boy, I'm hurting for him because he's such a wonderful player. He's just got to learn how to finish.
Yeah, he needs a breakthrough. I mean, it's got to happen.
Last year at 16 at Augusta, right, and the ball goes in the water. You're like, oh.
Yep.
And now here, you figure he had a
shot.
Yeah,
I mean, that one there was a lock he's making that and tied.
Yeah, exactly. I thought this putt's
going
in.
And then the tee shot on – you know, on 18, he's hitting the pine straw, and you know he's probably not going to be able to get close from that position there.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. I think he's got the most top tens in the last 2 years without a win.
That wouldn't shock me. He's got it. Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. But Xander, knock it on the door. I mean, put him on your list at Augusta. He's going to be there again. Wyndham Clark, do we have a new star now?
Well, that's what we were talking about last week on the show. Is Wyndham Clark now an elite player? Look at his last rolling 12 months.
Yeah. Three wins. One of them a major. Now, you say what we just said about Xander, you got to say it about Wyndham. He's a runner-up 2 weeks in a row. If you win either of those, I think you're an elite player. Runner-up 2 weeks in a row, I mean, I don't know. I'm not mad at Wyndham Clark. I love Wyndham Clark.
Yeah. I think he's a fantastic player. I think he is an elite player that is a little bit under the radar, even for a guy who's won three times in one of those.
You got to think Augusta sets pretty well for his game. Because
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
He putts extremely well. He doesn't hit it extremely straight at times, but at Augusta you can get away with that. He's obviously very long. So he's going to be there on Sunday, you'd think.
Yeah, he plays a pretty wicked cut. And for all those years they say you couldn't do that at Augusta National. I don't know that it matters.
Well, Lee Trevino, I think, said that more than anybody else because he faded the ball and couldn't win there. But
well, there's a guy that's won six of those things that kind of faded the ball.
He did hit a fade. So, yeah. Jack did
and
it.
Another one that's won five of them.
Brian, in your comment, yeah, I mean, as long as these guys are now and where they're hitting it, I think that if that was the equation years back that you can't hit a fade, I think that's out the door now.
Yeah, yeah, and so, very comforting to be able to take it up the left-hand side of 17 and know that it's going to go, the Eisenhower Pine's not there anymore.
Right.
And obviously 18, it's awful nice.
Yeah, that's a nice little fade there.
I don't mind it at 15 either.
No.
You got a lot of room.
Yeah, 14, the fairway pitches to the right. You'd love a ball that's not moving to the right at 14 because it may roll through. 13, obviously, a fade's not going to do you any good.
It doesn't.
But you don't need a driver.
Right. You're right. You don't need a driver.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it was a fun players' championship for sure. All right. What do you make of this story, Chris?
Uh-oh.
This is – I don't know what to do because this is a story that was first reported in a South Korean newspaper.
Uh-oh.
The Callaway – let's run through what we think Callaway owns right now. Okay. Anybody want to go through this?
Yeah, let's.
OGO, Travis Matthew, Odyssey.
Right.
Where else are we? What else are we at here?
They don't have Spalding anymore.
No Spalding anymore. They did have Top Flight.
Yeah, they had Top Flight.
Yeah, I think they had Top Flight for a while. Top Golf.
You right?
Right.
And that may be it. But you can see it's a pretty extensive list.
Yep.
There may be one that we're missing.
Good resume.
So this Korean newspaper report says that that group that owns them all now, obviously at this point you've put together a conglomeration of leadership. Chip Brewer is the guy that runs Callaway, but I don't know that he's running all this anymore.
Right.
Clearly you got to have some PGA Tour players if you're going to run a company. crying out loud. That the company's going to sell off Callaway. That this group, which is called Top Golf Callaway Brands, is going to sell off Callaway. Callaway issued a detraction that wasn't much of a detraction, or a denial.
A non-denial?
They're just unaware of any such discussions. Well, so now it's a secret.
We got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Everything's a secret nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know what we make of that.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that either. But, I mean, you would think if I'm looking at all of those brands, which one is top dog of the brands? It's Callaway, and why would you want to spin that off? I mean, look, we all know that the equipment business is a tough one in our game, but I don't know that if I'm spinning off something, that I'm spinning off the big dog in that conglomeration.
And their ball is good, so it's not like it's just clubs and I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's why? Yeah, why?
Right? Why? I mean,
maybe Callaway
is Top Golf a standalone company? I mean, I'm thinking
they were. Callaway bought them.
Yeah, I think they bought them for a reason. So you would think that you need that sort of prop me up, kind of deal.
They definitely go hand in hand.
Yeah, to me that's tough.
Yeah, that rumor's out there. The stock prices apparently surged
on that news
based on this report. In
the stock price is better because you're getting rid of Callaway.
Chosun Daily. That's the South Korean newspaper. Chosun Daily, and it affected the stock market. The stock went up, went in a good direction. Do we have that power? Can we make up rumors that affect stock prices?
I think we can. I think you can. Brian Katrick said. Now, this just in, Brian Katrick says.
Oh, I feel like I'd get that wrong.
Really?
No, I feel like, let's try to help. We're going to try to help somebody, and I would say the exact wrong thing, and stocks tanked.
I think if you've got your own statue, it really has a lot of weight opinions come out.
By the way, I did see the statue last Monday
when
I was at Rivermont.
Was it still in?
It looks
there's
good.
There's no
good
statue.
It looked good. It looked good.
There's no.
A little tip of the cap. And
wow.
It's mid cap tip.
Yeah, it is.
Notice I can't take the cap off because there's no hair.
I went and paid homage, but I did go pay homage to it.
Right. I may do some sort of an autograph signing at my statue.
I think you should.
At Rivermont.
I would go buy a flag a flag from Rivermont and have you sign it.
I wonder.
And then put it up in my
studio. No, I'll go there. You'll have to come to Rivermont. It'll be a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a whole event.
I was expecting
Brian Katrick Day at Rivermont Country Club. Come see BK.
Brian, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're redoing the whole clubhouse over there, so they've got a lot of construction going on. I was fully prepared to see that the statue'd been moved, but they kept it in the same
spot
uninterrupted.
It's a fan favorite. You don't want to hide that. You want that coming right in as you're pulling in the driveway.
Chris Cupid's a great leader.
He is.
He'll handle it.
He certainly will.
All right. Great leaders do great things. We've got my favorite rumor.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Been a long time. Came up earlier this week, a radio interview in Cleveland, Ohio.
Great spot.
This could be completely wrong.
JR must have put it out
great
there.
Great spot.
Could be completely wrong. But I and the entire golf community, all of them, even the ones that won't admit it, hope that this rumor is true. We will tell you what the rumor is when we come back. It's the Golf Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. All right. If I told you, it's the Golf Show on The Fan, by the way, 680, 93.7 FM. If I said the name, this is an actor's name, Christopher McDonald, Chris Mascaro. That's too many names. Chris Mascaro is here. J.R. Ross is here. Adam Crooks is over there. Your name is your buzzer. Who knows who Christopher McDonald is? Anybody?
No clue.
No, you do have a clue. It's not getting there yet. Adam Crooks?
Did he play somebody in a golf movie?
Good guess. J.R. Ross, Christopher McDonald. Who is it?
Shooter McGavin.
You're darn right it's Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin was on a radio show in Cleveland this past week. They're just shooting the breeze, and Shooter McGavin says, quote, "Here's a quick intel. I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he says to me, 'McDonald, you're going to love this.' And I say, 'What?' And he says, 'How about that?' And he shows me a first draft of Happy Gilmore 2.
Wow.
I was right.
Wow.
I'd heard that.
Wow.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yes.
Adam, congratulations for coming up with that.
Did you guess that, Adam?
I said somebody in a golf movie.
So
Christopher McDonald was Shooter McGavin.
Well, that was easy because somebody in a golf, that's how I knew.
Yes.
Off of that great clue, Adam.
Yes, nailed it, Adam. Thank you.
Who else could it be?
So Caddyshack was awesome. Caddyshack 2 was terrible.
Yeah, not so much.
There has not been another golf sequel that I know of. There's not been an eighth day in Utopia.
No.
You didn't see that one?
I did. I didn't see the eighth one.
It could have had a tin cup, too.
Could have a tin cup. We did, on the 25th anniversary of Tin Cup, I guess, a couple of years ago, we did a full day, maybe even done a couple of days of topics. What should the sequel to Tin Cup be?
They could have definitely.
Did Roy McAvoy and David Sims, they have kids, and are the kids now dating, or they find out, or what?
Right.
You know, because we can't have Roy and David still going at it.
No.
On the senior tour?
They're even too old for the senior tour.
Really?
I think they are. But they're kids, you know. Imagine if one of them had a son, one of them had a daughter. Let's do this. I don't know.
It would have been good.
Yeah. I don't even care what they do with Happy Gilmore, too.
No?
I mean, it's going to be awesome.
If you've got...
I'm in.
Regardless.
If you got the main players in there, obviously we won't have Chubb and we won't have Bob Barker.
Right.
But, yeah, how can you screw it up?
That hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, you did Caddyshack 2 without Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Right? And you didn't have...
Awful.
You didn't have...
Ted wasn't in it, was
Ted Knight was not in it,
no.
I don't believe.
Chevy Chase wasn't in it, was
I
it?
I don't remember Chevy. Yeah, you see,
Dan Aykroyd.
Right. Dan Aykroyd. And you
Bill Murray certainly wasn't in it.
It was Jackie Martling, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Jackie? No, Jackie...
No, Mason.
Jackie Mason. Jackie Martling was on the Howard Stern show.
It was Jackie Mason. Yeah,
Jackie Mason.
But Bill Murray wasn't in it. I mean...
It was all bad. It's one of those you don't even talk about. It was so bad.
It was really, really bad.
So give me Happy, give me Shooter. And what was her name?
Adam knows.
Jill? Jill something, maybe?
Could be. Give me her.
Yeah.
And that's all I need. You can't get Chubbs. I needed Chubbs, but we're not going to have Chubbs.
And Grandma's probably dead by now, too.
Gotta be.
It's like a kick to the stomach with no Chubb and...
Bob Barker.
We can't have Bob Barker, but we can have Happy go back to a celebrity event.
Yes.
Right.
We can have anything.
Yes. In honor of, right? You're going back, it's a celebrity event in honor of those guys.
Yeah.
And here we go.
And this is plausible to me, by the way, because Adam Sandler does have that deal with Netflix where he's having to churn out a bunch of stuff. So I don't know why we haven't gotten to this before. There's some release that came out last week. I don't know if you guys saw this. Owen Wilson playing some role as a washed-up golf pro.
Really?
There's some other golf project in the works.
I don't picture Owen Wilson as a golfer.
There's an actual picture of Owen Wilson as a golfer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
it's costume.
Of course.
Yeah. With all the growth in golf since COVID, you would think there could be more golf movies coming out now of the comedy genre and stuff like that. I think we're missing the boat.
Well, there is. I just saw the trailer. There's a new golf movie coming out about some kids from Mexico is based on a true story about how they rose up into the game and stuff like that. I'm very excited to see.
Some might say we have a league out there that kind of mimics the form of a comedy. What do you think, BK?
PGA Tour?
No, a league. League.
I think right now, they
I said a league, not a tour.
PGA Tour, by the way, at the Valspar Championship, Keith Mitchell, University of Georgia's own Keith Mitchell.
How about that shot on 18 yesterday?
He's your leader.
Right?
First player to ever play the snake pit in 4-under. That's 3 holes, 16, 17, 18. 17's a par 3. 18 and 16 are par 4s. So there's not a par 5 in there. No. He plays them 4-under.
What I loved about the shot that goes in on 18 is he didn't even see it. He got something in his eye. Right, so he's turned away, and he's kind of brushing his eye, and all of a sudden the crowd goes crazy, and he's like, "What?
And it's
go in?
It's you can't see it anyway. It's way uphill.
Is it?
Significantly uphill.
Did you notice the ball marker that Kevin Streelman was using? He credited him putting so well.
Yeah. So Streelman was first round leader, maybe even the 36 hole leader.
Right.
I don't see him there anymore. Oh, there he is. He's 18th now.
He's like 4-under.
He shot 73 yesterday. Yeah, he's got this thing about the size of a poker chip.
Yeah.
And it's got a nub. And they said the limit is it can't be more than an inch. So because it's about the size of a poker chip, the nub on it is now it's exactly an inch. So he's sticking this thing into the ground. I mean, it's like a thermometer.
right.
But it has a line on it. So it's about the size of a golf ball, but it's flat. So because it has a line on it, he can then line up the line of his ball marker, and then it can also do it off the ground. You can have it almost an inch off the ground, and then he can line the line of his ball up to the line of the ball marker, and now you've got a line that's 2 golf balls long, apparently. And his putter, by the way, is just an answer-style putter. It looks like just like Tiger's putter.
Correct.
So I'm not sure what he's doing with that. He may have changed putters, but that's what he used forever. I'm not worried about this. You got 40 seconds. I don't care if you call your parents and ask them what the putt does.
No?
You got 40 seconds. This seems like it's going to add a lot of time.
You can phone a friend now? Is that what we're calling it?
You can't. But I feel like the greater good would be served if we just limited whatever you want to do
to
40 seconds. Your special little routine, do your aim point, put your fingers up, walk backwards, stand on your head. I don't care. You got 40 seconds.
The real question is, were they selling that down at the PGA merchandise show back in January?
Did we miss that one?
We probably did. We
probably had it.
Somebody said this is not. It's not even the dumbest idea at the show. It's not even worthy of brain. We just left it.
Right.
Now Streelman's using it.
Yes.
Love Kevin Streelman. Cool dude.
But is he using it where he's not putting it all the way down into the ground?
I believe.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that. I've seen him mark it.
He had to cut some of it off because the nub
was longer.
He had
to file it down. Yes.
A couple of other leftover Players Championship things. Because Noda is the newest. He's the analyst, the guest analyst this week.
Oh, he's the flavor of the week.
And I love Noda.
I love Noda.
I think he's great.
He is great.
But they brought back Gary Koch and they brought back Roger Maltby.
Should have kept him. Yes. Those guys are awesome.
They are.
So,
what was your opinion? What was your thought when they were gone? I was stunned. I'm like, just because these guys are north of 50 doesn't mean they can't be good at this.
Roger Maltby to me was awesome.
They're north of 60, but still.
Whatever.
I'm with you. So now here's the old man take. Now I've got to give the old man take. I'm 51. Stay off my lawn. Let me just start with this. We had the world shut down for a couple of years, and our game grew. People that had no business in our game, no desire to get to our game, this is one of the few games they could play, so they gravitated to our game. That's awesome. We're now marketing toward them. The problem is they're not dedicated to this game. They're likely to leave just as quickly as they came. And so if you got to change your broadcast team because you want to get younger, These two guys are legendary voices of the game. They hadn't slipped mentally.
No.
They had it. They still had their fastball.
Totally.
I like John Wood. Roger Maltby's better than John Wood. I liked Bones. Gary Koch is better than Bones. I like Smiley. Gary and Roger are better than Smiley.
Correct. Yes, definitely.
I love that you turn into the future, but I think you turn too soon. And then you couple that. Here's the solution. You couple that with you lost Paul Azinger. Right? They didn't come to terms with Paul Azinger. He was their Johnny Miller replacement. So now you don't have an analyst. And that's what Note is trying to do. And he's on the revolving door now. They've tried Kisner. They've tried Bones.
They've tried
Luke Donald. They're trying Nota. They're using this four-man booth. We talked to Tommy Roy about it last week. Tommy's committed to the four-man booth. And I think four-man booth's going to be fine. Because they're all going to divvy up the holes, and it doesn't matter. There's no press box in golf. Why couldn't you have Roger and Gary in the four-man booth?
Right.
Here's who you replace Johnny Miller with.
Yes.
Guys that worked with Johnny Miller.
Yes.
You tell me Roger can't walk the golf course anymore? I'll tell you you're wrong, because I've walked it with him. But sit him in a chair then. Let him sit next to Gary Koch, Dan Hicks, and then put whoever your fourth is. Brad Faxon, I think, is doing a great job. Faxon,
yes.
Koch,
yes.
Maltby, and Hicks.
Yes.
Right.
Then Smiley can walk and John Wood can walk. We're done.
Right. I don't understand if anybody is leaving our game because those two guys are older, doing analyst work on TV, on a broadcast, whether it's TV or radio. I mean, to me, that's ridiculous.
It's perception, though, of
it's
young crowd. You're right,
ridiculous.
Chris, but it's a perception of the young crowd. And
what,
they
have to have a young guy in the booth or I'm not watching?
Right.
Of course.
That's never been the case in this game.
No.
Why are we trying to change the game to suit the audience? By the way, the game's as big as it's ever been.
Right.
We don't need to grow the game anymore. The GSGA is going to be on with us next week. I'm officially declaring the game grown.
It's full?
It's fully grown.
I will never agree with you in that case.
Game's out. We're done. Remember,
we're sold out. Sorry.
Used to play, tag football, two-hand touch football in the streets. And you got the teams exactly right, and then here comes the kid whose dinner just ended. Game's locked.
Yeah.
I got, unless you want to be the all-time quarterback, the game is locked. The game's locked.
We're full.
We're full.
Full here.
If you want to play it the way it is, which is awesome, come on. We got room for you. But if you're not going to play it unless we change it, if we got to fire Roger Maltby and Gary Koch so that you can play the game, I don't need you. Go play pickleball, Slappy.
Now I agree with that comment. I agree with you there, BK. Yeah, don't come in and change our game.
Your sweatpants and your hoodies.
Yeah. Well, a hoodie's not a bad thing.
Until the wind blows.
You're wearing a hoodie.
Anybody wear a hoodie yesterday?
Probably not.
Adam just pointed out that I'm wearing a hoodie right now. And nobody likes you either. I don't know what show Chris Domino is doing next, but he is doing a show next.
Probably
Hardball. And it's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
He's wearing a hoodie also, JR. You shouldn't have said that. Chris, I can't believe JR Ross said that.
Yeah.
Have a great Sunday, everybody.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.